Okay, today's daf is Psachim Daf Kuf Tes, and today we're going to talk about Big Day Yantif. Big Day Yantif. The Gemara tells us here on Daf Kuf Tes of an Aleph, in the sugi of Simchas Yantif, we had a shiur a couple of weeks ago about Simchas Yantif Bizman Hazeh, a discussion of the Rambam and Tosfos and the Shagas Aryeh, but today we're going to quote a Gemara that relates to that. Tanu Rabbanan, it says the Gemara right in the middle, Chayav Adam L'Sameach Banavu B'nei Beisu B'Regel. A person has a chiyuv to be misameach his family B'Regel. They're trying to do what he can to make them happy. So again, it's a mitzvah for them to be happy, but it's a mitzvah for the father, the husband, to make them happy. Sh'ne'emar V'Samachta V'Chagecha B'mei Mesamcham B'Yayin. Right? How does one make them happy with wine? Because wine makes people happy. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Anashim Baroi Lahem, Vinashim Baroi Lahem. It depends who you are. Women might not be so into wine. So Anashim Baroi Lahem B'yayin. Men could have wine if that makes them happy. Vinashim B'mai, Rav Yosef Omer, Rav Yosef B'Bavel, Big Day Tzivonin, in Bavel, colorful begadim, Be'eretz Yisrael, Big Day Pishtan, Mugu Hatzim, and in Bavel, in a special linen type of begadim. That's the Gemara. Everybody based on what they are like. And the Gemara continues, Bizmach Beisit Ishkayim, Ein Simcha Ela B'Basar, Ein Simcha Ela B'Yayin, but Bizman Hazeh, it is, we don't have that, so we can't fulfill Simchas Yantif in that way with Psara Karbanos. The Rambam quotes this in Hilchas Yantif in Perek Vav. Says the Rambam, Kishem She Mitzvah. First in Perek Vav, Halacha Yud Zayim. We'll start with Tezayim. Kishem She Mitzvah Lacha B'Shabbos La'anga Kach Kol Yomim Tovim Shenemar L'Kadosh Hashem Mechubad. Just like it's a mitzvah to give kavod and oneg to Shabbos, so too, to Yantif Shenemar L'Kadosh Hashem Mechubad Kol Yomim Tovim. No mar bahen mikra kodesh, and by all yomim tovim, it says mikra kodesh. Look, kadosh Hashem, for biyarnu akibud va'oneg bihilcha Shabbos. V'chein roi la'adam shelo yisod ba'arvi yomim tovim and mincha olamala. Not to eat too late on erev yantif, just like on erev Shabbos. Shadavazem echal akavod. V'chal mavazes amoados kilu nitfal avodazara. Very strong lashon based on Chazal. And then the Rambam adds shivas yomei haPesach v'shmonas yomei haChag im shar yomim tovim. The 7 days of Pesach, the 8 days of Sukkot, with the other yomim tovim. Interesting. Why does the Rambam say that? How many more Yom Tovim are there? Is he talking about Shavuos? Why doesn't he just say Shavuos? Im Shar Yom Tovim. Is he including Rosh Hashanah? Is he including Yom Kippur? In any case, it's interesting that he doesn't mention them by name. Maybe Sukkot and Pesach have some type of simcha inherently, while the others have it, but only as a Shar Yom Tovim, not as a they have it as a generic a yantif obligation and not as a specific one for each of their own characters respectively. Either way, it's not our topic now, but it's interesting. So 7 days of Pesach, 8 days of Sukkot. Im shar yom tovim, kulam asurim be'ezbet v'tainis. V'chayev adam lios bohen sameach v'tov lev. Hu uvanav v'ishto, uvenei vanav, uvechol anilvam alav. Sh'ne'emar v'samachta v'chagecha. V'gomer. Aval isha simcha amur karen hi karmen shlamim. Even though the pasuk is right to Shlom, and Kavosha Anu Biyar Mevarin Bilchas Chagiga Yesh Bchalal Osa Simcha L'Smachu Uvanav Uvenevesa Kol Echad VeEchad Karaylo. Everyone according to their own Simcha. Keitzad Haktanan Osen Lem Klayos VeGozim UMigdanos. Children give them out nuts and treats. Vanashim Konel Hen Bagadim VeTachshitin Naim Kefima Mono. To buy your wife clothing and jewelry based on what you could afford. Vanashim Ochlin Basar VeShosin Yain She Simcha LeBasar. And of course, the Rambam adds, "Ukshu ochel v'shose chayev lahachil lager layasov alamana imshar ha'aniim hu'umalim." And when he eats and drinks, he for sure has to make sure to give others. He has to give others people who are needy. Aval kol mi shenoel dalsos chatzero. If somebody, says the Rambam, in a strong but beautiful lashon, if somebody closes the doors of their chatzer, v'ochel v'shose hu ubanav v'ishto ve'eno ma'achilu mashkel laniim, he does not give to those who are poor. Ulamari nefesh, and to those who are bitter, ein zu simchas mitzvah, ela simchas kreso. That's the simcha of his stomach. That's not the simcha of a mitzvah. V'al elu nomar zivcheihem kelechem onim, lahem kol ochlin ochlav yitamu, ki lachmam lenafsham. V'chulu, and the Rambam continues in that regard. But part of this Rambam, based on Chazal, based on the Gemara right here, is to buy women big day Yantif, to buy women special clothing for Yantif. Based on this, there is a Yamshal Shlomo, the Yamshal Shlomo Masechas Beisa, really based on the Yerushalmi, but it's also quoted in the Hagos Mamonios. Hagos Mamonios, right here on the bottom of the Rambam, in Os Chaf, he quotes from the Yerushalmi, in the first paragraph of Maseches Kedusha, where it talks about Ha'achim Shechilku, right? Others that are splitting up the property. So the Gemara there talks about different types of clothing, including Yantav clothing. But the Haggadah Radio says, Mikan Mashma Sheyoter Yoser Tovim Yubigde Regel Mibigde Shabbos. Your Yantav clothing should be even more expensive and nicer than your Shabbos clothing. That's the Haggadah Manios. And if we think it's a Jos Haggadah Manios, it is a Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch quotes this in Tav Kuf Chav Tes. The Shulchan Aruch says in Simple Dinei Simchas Yantav, Mitzvahs Yantav Lachalko, Chetzi Lebeis HaMedjes, V'chazi Lachilu V'shasiya. Like the Gemara we had earlier, on Daf Samaches, the Machlokas Tanoim, about Chatzi Lashem, Chatzi Lachem, or Kulo Lashem, Kulo Lachem, we pass in Chatzi. I think we had a shiur about that too. So it's a mitzvah to split it. V'al yitzamtzeim bo'otzos yantif. Don't be mitzamtzeim. Don't limit your otzos yantif. It's yantif. You can spend. V'tzorach l'chabdu l'ankuk mo b'shabbos, as we saw in the Rambam. V'yosur lechol me'imincha v'lamala be'erav yantif mo b'shabbos shezil michlal ha'kovid. Miyum erav yantif b'shabbos yochol l'kayim su the shlishis v'yochol ma'at pas l'kovid shabbos. Right? If erav yantif is on Shabbos, so then you're allowed to eat shalosh shudis. Just don't eat so much. Umitzvah lalush pas be'erav yantif l'kovid yantif. Come up be'erav Shabbos. V'chayav l'vsoa shteki karas v'lukvos kol suda l'ayayin. And here's the line. It's in the Shulchan Aruch. U'bigde yantif ye yoser tovim mishal Shabbos. Your yantif clothing should be even more expensive than your Shabbos clothing. Right? It's quoted from the Hagos Manios. Based on the Yerushalmi, v'lo nagu lasos bo shalashudis, the minhag is not to do shalashudis on Yantif. That's the only aspect, really, I think, of kavod and oneg that we don't do on Yantif. For some reason, that was not makubo. Though the Rambam says you should have shalashudis on Yantif, that was not accepted. Ubi Yantif, the Gemara, the Rama adds ma'achrin lavo bebeis hakneses umemarin latzes mishum simchas Yantif. You could daven a little later. Doesn't mean you could daven after the zman. Just means you should daven a little later. Except the Magen Avraham says for Rosh Hashanah that you get up early to go to shul, but and you come home and you come back soon so that you could eat. But the Shulchan Aruch quotes this. Shulchan Aruch quotes that your Yantif clothing should be more than your Shabbos clothing. If you look in the Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha here, he has an important comment. The Mishnah Berurah says, why is it that your Yantif clothing should be worth more? Says the Mishnah Berurah, just find it, the Sifkata Yud Beis, Mishum Dechayev B'Simcha, V'zeo Gamkein B'chlal Simcha, U'pashit Dekoze Gamkein B'siyadu Maseges, because there's a mitzvah of Simchas Yantif, on Shabbos there's only Oneg, part of Simchas Yantif is to have beautiful clothing and enjoy more than even Shabbos. The Bir Halacha does add here that one has to know exactly what one is spending money on. But the Shulchan Aruch says, "Al yitzamtzeim b'otzos yantif." You don't have to limit otzos yantif. Avol shara yamim sorak aladim letzamtzeim b'otzosav. But the rest of the time, the rest of days, the Torah quotes here. He quotes the Torah that we're not supposed to overspend. Not supposed to overspend, right? And that based on the Gemara at the beginning of Maseches, the second parak of Beitza, mizonoso shaladim kusubin lo mirash hashana. Rashi li zoher milasos yitzia meruba shelo yosifa elamasha paskulo. Right, that's an amazing Rashi. In the Beitza. And now the Mishnah Berurah quotes in the Bir Halacha. Vizeo tochachas meruba al zmanenu. This is open rebuke. Shebavonosenu harabim harbe anashim over alze. Many violate this. V'lo yasimu lev eich lehisnaig bo'otzoaz beisam. Laharchik dvarm ha-mosarim. They have so many things in their house that they don't need. V'rabim chalala mepila hanhaga hara azu. Shemivias ha-adam labasof ha-dei ze lide gezel v'chamas v'gam lacherpa v'klima. V'harbi sibos yishu gormim lanaga razu. V'asiba gadola shebekulan who al yedei their family members that don't row us a nolad. V'yashri lemishi ya'amitz levavo v'lo yashgiach lepituyim. Don't overspend, says the Bir Halacha, even 100 years ago. Don't overspend from what you should be spending. But either way, this is the Shulchan Aruch about your Yantav clothing being even more nicer than your Shabbos clothing. There's a Ramah in Tuf Ayin Aleph Siv Dalet, also in Hilchos Pesach, that seems to compare Shabbos and Yantav clothing. So the Achronim wonder a little bit how to put the two Ramahs together. In Tuf Ayin Aleph, the last line in Tuf Ayin Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch says, Mitzvah lirchotu lagaleach be'erev Yantif v'lilbosh begadim na'im kimo b'Shabbos. It's a mitzvah to take a shower, get a haircut before Yantif, and wear nice clothing just like on Shabbos. So you have to say that the lashon of Kamo B'Shabbos is not going on the Begadim Noim exactly the same. It's going on washing before, and it's washing on just wearing nice clothing, but still, clothing is nicer on Yantif. Does this apply to Chol HaMoed too? It says, interesting, Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham in Tav Kuf Lamed. It's on the same page of the Shulchan Aruch. Tav Kuf Chavtes is the one that we just read. Tav Kuf Lamed is the beginning of Hilchos Chol HaMoed. The Magen Avraham quotes from the Tanya, Kasav HaTanya, Chayiv L'Chabdo B'machol B'mishte U'Biksus Kishar Yantif. Chol HaMoed also. You have to have special food and special clothing. And he quotes the Maharil wore his Kata Umatron Shal Shabbos. He used to wear certain Shabbos clothing on Chol HaMoed. After all, the Mishnah tells us in the fourth parak in Sukkah, Simchas Yantif applies even on Chol HaMoed. Hahalav Asimcha Shmona Yamim. And therefore, if the special clothing flows from Simchas Yantif, so that's why you have to have the special clothing on Chol HaMoed too. The Prima Gadim wonders, but look at the previous Simen. The previous Simen says that your Yantav clothing has to be more than your Shabbos clothing. So what's the Magen Avraham talking? He quotes that the Maharil wore his Shabbos cloak on Chol HaMoed. Shouldn't he wore his Yantif cloak? That's one line here in the Prima Gadim in the Eishel Avraham. Right, he says, V'kadosh HaShabbos, Ayin Simen Tavkuf Chavtes Magen Avraham, Dalet V'tzarachiyin, V'yesh Lomar, Big Day Yantif. Maybe he meant Big Day Yantif, not Big Day Shabbos. Or one could say somehow that even if Chol HaMoed is Yantif and it's Simcha, maybe it's not the same level of Simcha. Some Achronim say that there's Simchas Yantif, but there might not be Kavod and Oneg on Chol HaMoed. Right? There's no Kavod and Oneg about not eating beforehand, right? So maybe that's the difference. The Sha'at Tzion discusses this in the beginning of Simen Tav Kuf Lamed, beginning of Chol HaMoed discussions. We had a few months ago, we had a shir, a lambda shir on the Isser Malacha of Chol HaMoed. Is it Darais? Is it Darabanan? Is it Masra Kazav L'Chachamim? So that's related, but it's not exactly the same. But here, the Sha'at Tzion discusses that Chol HaMoed Nikra Gamkein Mikra Kodesh. Keep me komacha, keep it delinium malacha minatora mutter bechalamoid, vialkapanim dover oven mutter lakuli alma, hare de ink dushas a chomer, kamobi yantif, velachin gamla inyan kibud, ein ladamosa liyantif, right, regarding kibud, don't compare it, zeo nira daza rambam, right, that's what the rambam he thinks, it's not this, you don't compare it the same way. Yishlomer dino lachabdu yoser mi yamosa chol bechal ze, aval einu mechuyiv ladamosa lagamre bazel liyantif, it doesn't have to be exactly like yantif, da mikra kodesh shalo, Yalfinan mechagiga lechatana dasa malacha b'chol HaMoed. Afilo haki mikalinim ba b'davar oven. Hare de mikra kodesh shalo kill me mikra kodesh yantif. Right, it's an important discussion in the Sha'at Tzion here, the beginning of Simen Tav Kuf Lamed, that the Chol HaMoed's mikra kodesh is different than the yantif mikra kodesh, and that affects clothing and that affects achilas pas. Right, he quotes on the bottom. He says, "B'chol HaMoed ein muchiyav lechol pas. Hari da'af tzarach lechavdo ba'achila harich ein chiyuvo gadol kol kach. V'ad inyan lemalacha. V'yalkei nira da'af leinyan ksus nekiya ein muchiyav kiyantav atzmo. Rak yoser mimei achol." Right, that is the Mishnah Brura here in the Sha'at Tzion that he quotes from the Magen Avraham. Mashal lechor de'b'chol HaMoed levado hashana rabba ein minig lobosh b'kdei Shabbos u'maharil da'avid lenafshiu da'avid. Maybe only the Maharil did it. B'kol makom yoser mimei achol v'adei tzorach adam linhog. Right, it should be different than at least other weekdays. Rav Soloveitchik discusses, I think we quoted this in other contexts, but it has to do with this right here. So he discusses, so what's the svara? What's the svara? So Simchas Yantif, but God have to be more expensive on Simchas Yantif for Yantif. So why is that? Why is Simcha greater than Oneg? Why does special clothing flow from Simchas Yantif and not flow from Oneg? Right? Oneg is physical enjoyment. Physical enjoyments. That's just more about Gashmias. While Simchas Yantif is more of a feeling. And a feeling could come from wearing nice clothes and getting presents. That's not a physical enjoyment specifically, so maybe that's why Simchas Yantif is different. Rav Soloveitchik discussed something a little deeper. He asked two other questions also. He asked regarding the relationship between Shabbos and Yantif. He says, why do we have Kabbalah Shabbos and not Kabbalah Yantif? Right? Sometimes we even miss it. Right? It's Yantif on Shabbos and Yantif overpower, so to speak, Shabbos. So why is that Kabbalah Shabbos, not Kabbalah Yantif? He asked the question about the clothing. And also, what about Avelus? Right? We know the Mishnah tells us in Moed Katan, on Daf Yutes, that Shabbos does not break Avelus, while Yantif breaks Avelus. Obviously, every Shiva has an Avelus in it. If you look at Tosos there, in Moed Katan, on Daf Chav Gimel, Tosos discusses why is it that Shabbos does not break Avelus. So he has the line that we know. He has the line that says, because Yantif has Simcha. And if Yantif has Simcha, that's why it breaks it. Oneg does not break it. Oneg does not break Simcha. The question is, Let me just find the line here. Chav Gimel Abayz in Moed Katan. Ubitosvas Harab Baksha. The Mashma that fuel the Mandama de Naga Ola the Minyan Shiva. Vimkin Beregel Nami Avagav de Naga Yehe Ola. Mataris the Avagav de Shabbos Ola Regel Eino Ola. Hoel the Ein Avelis Klau. Mishum Dechsiv Bahen Simcha. Shabbos Mia Loksiv Simcha. Afilu Eino Noheges Ola. No matter what, Shabbos doesn't say Simcha, therefore it could count as a day of Avelis. Question is why? Why is there a mitzvah of Simchas Yontif? There's no mitzvah of Simchas Shabbos. Most Rishonim say there are some hints to it. We say in Zmiros, Kiyom Smachosu Usasamcheni. There are some hints to it, but generally we assume that Simchas Yontif and Onik Shabbos. So Rav Soloveitchik said, maybe to explain the difference between Shabbos and Yontif, one can go to a different area of Halacha to explain the difference between Beis Hamikdash and Beis HaKnesses. We know based on the Pasuk in Yechezkel, every shul is called a Mikdash Ma'at, and there are parallels between the Kedusha of a shul, the Kedusha of a Beis HaKnesses, and the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash. Right, you're not allowed to take shortcuts, and there's Kedusha, even if it's Shomeim. Right, the Mishnah Megillah tells us that based on the same Pasuk that we learn out that the Beis HaMikdash has Kedusha, even though it is desolate, so too we learn out from that for our shuls as well. The Mishnah there on Daf Chaf Ches Amud Aleph, towards the bottom, says the Mishnah, Beis HaKnesses Shacharav Ein Maspitin Besocho, Vein Mafshilin Besocho. There's still Kedusha. Veishocha Gagal Peros. How do you know that from? Shenemar V'Hashimosi Es Mikdashechem. Kedushasan Afobi Shein Shomamin. I will make desolate your Mikdash. What do you mean? It's not a Mikdash anymore. Once it's desolate, the answer is no. There's still Kedusha, even though it is desolate. So you learn, that Pasuk teaches me about Beis HaKnesses too. So there are parallels between Beis HaMikdash and Beis HaKnesses. But there seem to be differences as well. See the differences, right? The Mishnah in Brachis, in the beginning of the last parak, tells us that you're not allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash with your walking stick, with your wallet, with shoes on, and that's all mutter in a Beis HaKnesses. So why? What's the difference if it's all based on Mikdash Ma'at? Right, the shortcuts, you're not allowed to take a shortcut in a shul, just like you can take a shortcut through a Beis HaMikdash, like the Kapandaria. But you can wear shoes, and you can have a money belt. So what's the difference? So Rav Soloveitchik explained, the secret is Bracha Sama Gimel. Two words of Rava. Rava says, shul is kibeso. Shul is like our house. What does that mean? Both the Beis HaKnesses and a Beis HaMikdash are places where we meet HaKadosh Baruch Hu in an intense way. But the difference is, who's the host and who's the guest? Beis HaMikdash, that's Hashem's house. When we go to the Beis HaMikdash, Hashem is hosting us. And therefore, there is a higher standard regarding certain halachas. And that's why you can't have shoes on, it's a makom kadosh, and no walking stick v'chulu. A shul, we also meet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but so to speak, we're the host. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to our house, comes to the place that we set up to meet him. And therefore there's Yira, there's Mora, but Beis HaKnesses, but not in the same way. And that's the difference between Beis HaMikdash and Beis HaKnesses. Suggests Rav Soloveitchik, that's also the difference between Shabbos and Yontif. On Shabbos and Yontif, there's a lot of connections to the Beis HaMikdash. And as we know, there's Aliyah LeRegel. On Yontif, conceptually, we go to Hashem. And if we go to Hashem, that's why there's Simchas Yontif. There's a special feeling and state when we, lahavdil, meet the president in the Oval Office and meet the president in our living room. There's a different standard. And therefore, there's Simchas Yontif, because we're going to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's house. And that's why our clothing has to be even more expensive when it comes to Yontif, because of Simchas Yontif, because we're going to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's house, so to speak. And that's where there's no Kabbalah Shabbos. There is Kabbalah Shabbos, there's no Kabbalah Yontif. While in a on Shabbos, no, there's Kabbalah Shabbos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, comes to us. And our clothing has to be nice, but it doesn't have to be as nice as Yontif clothing. And there's Kabbalah Shabbos and no Kabbalah Yontif. The same in the conceptual realm, Shabbos and Yontif are parallel to Beis HaMikdash and Beis HaKnesses. So this helps explain this Hagos Manios that learns out partially from our Gemara that Yontif clothing has to be even more expensive than Shabbos clothing. Just one more point about clothing. When a clothing plays a major role in Halacha, for the Kohanim, right? There's a mitzvah daraisa of Levishas, big day of Kohanim. Right? Machlokas, Rambam, Ramban. Maybe we've touched on that in the past, that whether it's counted as a separate mitzvah saseh or not, the Rambam has it as a separate mitzvah saseh, the Ramban does not. He thinks it's just part of the tzorchei avoda. But the Sefer HaChinuch discusses this in Sadi Tes, and he says, talks about the importance of wearing proper begadim and how it affects us. Misharshi mitzvah, ha'yisod ha'kavu alanu, what he says many times, ki ha'adam nifal afi pu'ulosav, we are affected by what we do, v'yachareir makshavosav v'kavanosav, and following our actions will be our thoughts and our feelings. V'ashliach ha'machaper, tzorach lahatvis kol makshavosav v'kavanosav alavodah, and the one who is the shliach for us, for atonement, has to do everything he can to have proper focus on what he's doing. Al kein royal hislabish begadim yuchadim eleha. Therefore, it's only fitting that he wears special begadim. Shekshis takil b'chol makom shebegufo miyad yenizkar umisorer belibo lefnei miyu oved. When he looks around, he'll realize, wow, I have special begadim. I'm doing something special. That'll remind him. We act differently when we wear special clothing, right? When we wear something very relaxed, that's different than when we wear something very formal, and we even act differently. Then the Chinuch adds a fascinating line: "V'zeh ke'ein tefillin, bigdei gunar like tefillin, shenitztavu akol lohaniach b'ksas aguf shehelu zikaron machsheves hechsher v'yavav bishegam akoin hayeminiach tefillin legodel inyano hayitzorach gamzeh." And therefore, he says, that's the message of Begadim, because the Kohen should act differently, and he should remember who he is, and that's Bigdei Kehuna. But Bigdei Yontif also plays a role, as we just discussed. Clothing plays a role in Halacha as well. We'll stop here. Again, that's before we had Chuk Seimos Aleichu, obviously has a lot of halachas of clothing too, but that's not for us for now.